It has been known for quite a while that the Washington Nationals plan to shut down their ace, Steven Strasburg, to protect his arm after having Tommy John surgery a couple of years back. Speculation has been that the Nats will let him pitch maybe 160 innings, maybe a few more this season, and that's it. The thing is, among many Nationals fans, this is the number one topic of conversation.
Joining us now to talk about it, Adam Kilgore, who covers the Nats for the Washington Post. Hiya, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
We're good, but a lot of people really worried about this because they want to see Strasburg play.
Yes, that's right. You know, I think actually, it was funny, on Twitter this morning, I just kind of an informal quick poll with Nationals fans, or at least a few that followed me on Twitter. And, I was shocked at the margin of people who are actually not that worried. I think a lot of that is because people who follow the team closely have known about this, you know, since last spring or even last fall. And they also sort of watch the team, and the one spot, I mean, you know, it's obvious that you go in without your number one pitcher, it's going to be a detriment. But the one spot where they actually could afford maybe some depth is their starting rotation. It's in the best in baseball. Even if you remove all of the innings and all the earned runs that Strasburg has pitched this season and allowed this season, the Nationals rotation would still have the best ERA in baseball. It's not a disaster. It's obviously an incredibly compelling and unprecedented topic, and it's going to hurt the Nationals as they go forward without him. But as far as like fans, I do not get the sense that they're outraged or super preoccupied, maybe nationally, but I think even less so locally, it's kind of interesting in that regard.
Well, Adam, what about Strasburg's teammates, and what about Strasburg himself? What's the current line of thinking among those guys, not having their best pitcher possibly for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question that the person who it's toughest on is Strasburg himself. He's not happy about it. He's a really competitive guy. He's feeling strong. He's had a really good season. Hasn't really shown any signs of wear. You know, aside from maybe the typical inconsistency from start to start, he's shown a little bit. But, I mean, he had a great season. He wants to keep pitching. That being said, the Nationals are trying to be as protective as they can be. And, but his teammates, they're taking it somewhat hard, too. I would say there's a grudging, maybe a very grudging acceptance of what they're doing. I think they can definitely understand where General Manager Mike Rizzo is coming from and wanting to protect Strasburg and trying to take the best, most cautious course of action. But at the same time, you've got veterans in there, guys like Adam Morosh and Marta Rosa, players who have played for, you know, a decade or so, and they understand how fleeting success can be in baseball. Even as bright as the Nationals' future looks, you just can't say for sure. There are no guarantees that the next 5-10 years they get back and have a team this good and this sort of prime for the playoffs. So,
right. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Thanks a million, Adam. We appreciate it. That's Adam Kilgore. He covers the Nats for the Washington Post.